August 31st, 2015. Our Lady comes as Our Lady of Grace. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." In the world today, there seems to be an unwritten code of ethics which forbids criticism of spiritual leadership. In particular, I am speaking about bishops. These bishops have souls and are responsible for the souls of their flock as well. But so many see their role strictly as authoritarian, financial managers, and garnering prestige. God places them in the role of bishop to nurture the spiritual well-being of their flock. If a bishop discourages any form of prayer, be it the rosary, adoration, or communal prayer, he is derelict in his duties. The bishop's office is not that of a CEO over a business venture. It is one of fatherly concern and care for his flock. He must provide great opportunity for spiritual growth through generous availability of the sacraments and encouragement in listening to the Holy Spirit. This is how vocations bloom and increase. Instead, I see too often the silencing of the inspirations of the Spirit in an attempt to control. I see limited hours for reconciliation. Sometimes not even 1 hour a week is offered. There is much talk about church vibrancy, but it is all talk. It falls short under dogmatic control. Bishops must be consecrated to the truth and not spread untruth in an attempt to control or discredit anyone or any group. Churches and schools are closed without regard for the spiritual well-being of the flock, but only with regard to finances. What is taught in a parochial setting should be in line with the true faith. This is something the bishop must control. I have waited many years and prodded gently, but today I have permission from my son to speak forthright. I propose to you the ones who object the most to my words to you today are the very ones who see themselves in what I am saying. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 5, 2 through 4. Tend the flock of God that is your charge, not by constraint, but willingly, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not as domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd is manifested, you will obtain the unfading crown of glory. Scripture verses asked to be read by Our Lady of Grace.